Hey, I want you to hear, bring it domestically for a second, tragedy in Oklahoma. A 22-year-old Australian baseball player gunned down, jogging. He was hunted. He was killed. And the assailants, two black teens, one white. They seemed to be clueless on the magnitude of their actions. Governor Mary Fallon of Oklahoma, cut 10.
Excuse me, Governor, do you think the president should speak out on this as well, particularly given his involvement in the Trayvon Martin case?
I think it would be a nice gesture for him to do that, and especially since the country of Australia has expressed their sentiments as to the murder itself. You know, I think it would be a nice gesture for them to be able to do that, and I certainly know that's what I'm going to do.
The president feel that pressure at all? Because that was a lot of the buzz. Can you talk about Trayvon Martin and not about mm-hmm. this kid?
I think it's difficult because I think what the comments the president made in the Trayvon Martin case, while he certainly feels were justified, certainly opened the door for him to face these questions when other legal cases come up. You know, when I asked about this case involving the Australian baseball player in Oklahoma, you know, it's basically like, well, there's an ongoing legal matter there. We don't interfere. Well, obviously, there was an ongoing legal matter with the Trayvon Martin case as well, although in fairness to the president, you know, the second time that he commented extensively was at the end of the Trayvon Martin case when, you know, at least the biggest phase of the legal drama was over. Of course, there may be other pieces where the Trayvon Martin family may sue George Zimmerman, et cetera, so it's not completely done. But look, once you start commenting like the president did on the Trayvon Martin case in the Rose Garden and then in the briefing room, when other cases pop up, if you don't comment, people are going to notice that you're picking and choosing which ones you're commenting on. The president, by the way, has also gotten into a little bit of hot water for commenting on some of the military sexual assault cases, which, as you know, the New York Times reported a couple weeks ago, that as a result of the president's comments, there are now lawyers who are trying to squash, you know, various charges against military folks who have been accused of sexual assaults and whatnot, because they're saying the commander-in-chief has prejudiced the cases. So he's got to be very careful what he weighs in on, because then now when he doesn't weigh in on others, people notice. And I think, you know, while there might have been some pressure last week when this first happened for the president to speak out, now given what's going on in Syria, I would assume that's dominating a lot more of his attention right now.
All right, and what's the president have on tap today, Ed Henry?
Well, he's awarding a Medal of Honor, and I think, you know, we may see comments there when he awards this medal because of the military nature of it. You know, we may hear him, Ashraf may hear him talk about Syria. We'll see. But right now he's mostly got closed meetings here, you know, getting a final decision on what he's going to do over the next 2, 3, 4 days. I would anticipate by the end of the week, I'd be surprised if some dramatic action hasn't been taken on Syria.
Wow, that's going to be interesting. And really, the first time, really, the Libya situation was a couple of days, and then we moved into the backdrop. This will be dominating, and I know the president never wanted that. And then, you know what else is happening? The bloodiest day in Iraq in 5 years, a country we wanted to put in a rearview mirror. But the way in which we pulled out, in my judgment, has a lot to do with the chaos that is there today.
Another example of how, as you said, the Middle East is very much, a full-scale conflict across the entire region.
Now, Ed, I'm golfing with President Bush on Friday. You golf with somebody, Greg Norman, earlier.
Greg Norman, yeah.
Yeah.
And
now,
I had a little match with one of our Fox cameramen, Ed Lewis, over the weekend, and I beat him pretty badly, I think because of some of those lessons from Greg Norman. But good luck with President Bush. I've talked to some people who say that now that he's in retirement, that President Bush has really lowered his handicap. I don't know if you've played with him recently.
No, I haven't. It's the first time we've talked since his heart procedure a few weeks ago. But I will not pretend to be a very good golfer. But I look forward to playing, getting out there again. Do you have any advice at all? Be yourself. Stay within yourself.
Yeah, you know what I would say is play within your game. That's how I won yesterday when I played one of my Fox colleagues. I would say play within yourself. Don't let President Bush, intimidate you just because he might have a better handicap. I've actually got my money on you. And so I saw him in Tanzania when he appeared with President Obama, and he said hello briefly. So tell him I said hello.
I will. Absolutely. Ed Henry, thanks so much. It's going to be an interesting time to be at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue as your beat. Thanks, Ed. All right. When we come back, we open up the phones, and then we talk to Congressman Peter King at the bottom of the hour, 1-866-408-7669. We asked the question, the president's going to take action, okay? What kind of action should that be? Should he be punishing them for their action or just degrading their chemical weapons? Weigh in at Kilmeade or at Kilmeade and Friends.